choice of Chumash, the Torah mentions the Issura of Baltosif and Baltigra. It's found in Parshas Yeshanan and repeated in Parshas Re'eh. And the Gemara gives us various manifestations applying this Issura of Baltosif and Baltigra. One example is when one adds to Chetzeh Shomitzvah. If you look, for example, at the Gemara in Erev and Adav Tzariches, the example the Gemara discusses is a person who will put on two Zugos Tefillin, the possibility of violating Baltosif. The Gemara Menachos and Daf Mem discusses the case of one who adds to the Chutei Hatzitzis. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tavches discusses a Kohen who adds an additional Bracha, a person who adds another Min to the Dalit Minim. All of these are examples of a person who is adding to Chetzeh the Mitzvah. This is considered to be one example of the Issur of Baal Tosef. That Sugya in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tavches mentions another illustration. That's the case of adding to the Zman HaMitzvah. Here the Gemara mentions that Hayoshim Bishmini B'Sukkah Yilke. If a person will eat or sleep in Sukkah an additional day, there he's not adding to the Chetzeh HaMitzvah, but rather an extended period of time above and beyond the Zman HaMitzvah. That is also considered to be a violation of Baal Tosef. Rashi writes a Chiddush in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Gimel that there's another example of Baal Tosef as well. There, the Gemara discusses the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, where Rabbi Yehuda maintains that Ma'akvin es hanashim litkoa, we don't allow a woman to be tokeh b'shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Or, for example, Ein benos Yisrael somchos, who would not allow a woman to do smicha on a behemas kodshim. What exactly is the problem? Why is it that a woman cannot be tokeh b'shofar? Why is it that a woman cannot perform smicha? If you look, for example, in the Marsha, Marsha writes in the sugya the following chiddush, that it's true that there's a concept of eino mitzuvi oseh. But in these two particular cases, there's a problem. When it comes, for example, to tkiya shofar, normally that should be osra on Shabbos Yantif. After all, there's a gzeret rabbanon of hashma sakol, a gzeret rabbanon of shem yisakin klishir. I would have argued that normally on Shabbos you can't play an instrument. You're only allowed to do so for the purpose of a mitzvah, but women are exempt from the mitzvah of tkiya shofar. So therefore the Marsha, for example, writes that that's why Rabbi Yehuda comments, ma'akvin es hanashim litkoa. This wouldn't necessarily apply to other examples of a mitzvah shezman grama, but anything that would have been usur, if not for the mitzvah, so therefore if you're obligated in the mitzvah, obviously you do so. If you're exempt from the mitzvah, then one cannot perform that act. The same thing when it comes to smichas behema. A person is not allowed to be mishtamesh bekodshim. You're not allowed to go over to an animal behemas kodshim and to lay your hands on it b'chol kocho. If there's a mitzvah of smicha, of course you're obligated to do so. But if you're exempt from smicha, so therefore that cannot be done b'toras eino mitzuviosa. That's how the Marsha understands those two examples. It doesn't deny the concept of Inamat Tzaviyosa, but where the mitzvah is matir and iser, in such a case there a chiyuv is necessary. But if you look in Rashi, and that's in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Gimel, Rashi writes very differently. Rashi writes it's an iser of Baal Tosef. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, very great Kiddush. We're so used to assuming that Eina Mitzviyosa can perform a mitzvah, no? And the Gemara Kedushin that debates whether Gadol Mitzviyosa or Gadol Eina Mitzviyosa. Rabbi Yehuda says a woman cannot be tokeh b'shofar, a woman cannot fulfill the mitzvah of smicha, and Rashi writes because that's considered to be Baal Tosef. That's a different type of Baal Tosef entirely. That's Baal Tosef v'toras Eina Mitzviyosa v'ose. If you look in the Rashi in Erev and Adav Tzarivav, there the language of Rashi is more tempered. Rashi there does not write Baal Tosef, but Rashi writes it's kimosifa al ha-mitzvah. It's as though a person is adding to the mitzvah. And in fact, when Tosus quotes Rashi as saying that nire kimosif. Again, Tosus is bothered. This is mamish a case of Baal Tosef. No, Rashi means to say when a person engages in a mitzvah without any chiyuv, it looks as though that one is adding to the mitzvah Hashem. But if you look at the Poshup Shat Ned Rashi, Rashi and Daf Lamed Gimel, it would appear that according to Rashi Shita, this is an illustration of Baal Tosef. So for Baal Tosef, when it comes to Chetzeh HaMitzvah, when it comes to Zman HaMitzvah, when it comes to Chovas HaGavra, Eino Mitzviyoseh, and then as you know, the Rambam has an additional category of Baal Tosef, that's Perek Beis Halacha Tesef of Husmanrim, and that is what we call Baal Tosef Dehora. Let's assume, for example, the Sanhedrin will declare that what they instituted as an Isser Drabanan is in fact forbidden in the Torah. The Rambam writes that is an Isser Daraisa of Baal Tosef. Of course the Chachamim have a right to institute Dinim Drabanan. That certainly is clear. That's based on the Pasuk of Losasa, based on Ushmartim es Mishmarti, Takanos Gzeros, but the Rambam writes it's clear that they have to express that this is not a Din Daraisa, this is only a Din Darabanan. And the Rambam gives you the example of Bisar of Bechalav. If the Sanhedrin will declare that chicken and milk is forbidden in HaTorah, so therefore through that Hora they violate the Issa Daraisa of Baal Tosif. That's the Chiddush of Baal Tosif de Hora. That is the Rambam's Shita. Good? Where do you see that this is true, that there should be Baal Tosif de Hora? So this we've discussed many times, that there is an essential difference between Lashon Yachin versus Lashon Rabim. Right, very quickly, that Lashon Rabim Chazal are often Doresh, is Bechol Echad V'Echad. The Gemara Sukkadaf Memalev, Ulekach Tem Lachem, when it comes to Dalaminim, the Gemara is Doresh, Lekicha V'Yakol Echad V'Echad. Everyone is obligated to do so. Tosif writes explicitly, Minichsib Ulekach Tem, in the plural, and we look, see, we'll look after. We'll look after. The Gemara tells us in the Nafsamachain, Usvar tem lachem, Svir lachal echad v'echad. Everyone is obligated to count the Yomer. When it comes to counting the years of the Yovel, then the Torah tells us, Visafarta licha in Parshas Bahar. So that is not a chovas yachid, but that is a chi, which is incumbent upon Bezin. What exactly does that mean? Rabbi means each individual. Yachid means the unit of Klal Yisrael. So what does that mean? Klal Yisrael as a whole has to count the years of the Ovel. How is that done? Tosus writes that the Sanhedrin convenes every year. Tosus assumes a Chiddush. They make a bracha on counting each year of the Ovel. Ramban, right, has a suffix about that in Parshas Emor. Whether the mitzvah of counting the Ovel is really a mitzvah sphira, or does it simply mean that the Sanhedrin calculates when the Yovel will occur? But Tosus is explicit, the Tosus in Menachem and Daf Samachay, the Tosus in Ksuvas and Daf Ayin Beis, that there's a mitzvah sphira. It's not fulfilled individually, but rather it's fulfilled in a collective fashion. Good? This perhaps helps us with the Rambam, because what's fascinating about the Rambam is the following. The Rambam tells us this Chiddush, that there is Baal Tosif Dehora. When the Rambam elaborates in two places, the Rambam there in Hilchos Mamrim, Perek Beis Halachatet, and the Rambam elsewhere, in the very beginning of the Yad HaChazaka, the Rambam has a list of the Tariq Mitzvot, that's the Minyan HaMitzvot HaKatzer, right, to distinguish from Sefer Mitzvot. The Rambam lists the Tariq Mitzvot, and there are the Hasakas Arayvim, where the Rabbi disagrees with the Rambam counting. And after the Rambam finishes his list, the Rambam has a couple of paragraphs, where the Rambam writes, you should realize these are dinim daraisa, but the Chacham, of course, have a right to add dinim drabanan. And there the Rambam adds that same caveat, as long as they do so properly. They make it clear that this is a din drabanan. But if, for example, they're going to attempt and convey that this is a din daraisa, of course they're going to violate the Isra of Baal Tosif. There the Rambam writes that when the Chachamim properly institute dinim drabanan, that is not a violation of Baal Tosif. What's the fascinating diuk in the Rambam is the following. When the Rambam discusses in those two contexts, Baal Tosif Dehora, both the beginning of Yad HaChazaka and Perek Beis Lachates of Hilchos Mamrim, the Rambam cites the Pasuk in Parshas Re'ei. Lo Sosef Olav, Lo Sigra Mimena. Not the Pasuk in Be'ez Chanan of Lo Sosif Olav, Lo Sigru Mimena. The Rambam cites the Pasuk in the Shabbos as Kriyas HaTorah. Why is that? L'chor, this is exactly that diuk. That there are two halachos of Baal Tosif. Lashon Rabim, Lashon Yachid. Veschana lo sosifu is Baal Tosif b'chol echad v'echad. How do you have Baal Tosif individually? That's when it comes to chesed mitzvah, maisa ha-mitzvah, zman ha-mitzvah. There, everyone can do so. But the Rambam is bothered. Where do you have a Baal Tosif Lashon Yachid? That's the pasuk that the Rambam cites for Baal Tosif Dehora. Now, so again, you have two parshios of Baal Tosif. Right, and how beautifully meduyik the Rambam is in both contexts. When the Rambam discusses Baal Tosif Dehora, the Rambam cites the pasuk of Parshas Re'ei, not Ve'eschana. That's Lo Sosef Olav Lashon Yachid, Lo Sigra Mimena B'Lashon Yachid, and therefore the Rambam understood that concept of Baal Tosif as well. If you look in the Ra'ivim, Hilchos Mamrim, Perek Beis Halachates, The Rebbe asks a somewhat unusual kasha. If this is true, first the Rebbe doesn't bother from Hefetaisim. Where do you see that there is Baal Tosif Dohara? That we explain, right? The two different parshios. Veschan and Rei, Loshen Yochid, Loshen Rabim. The Rebbe is bothered by a further ha'ara. If this is true, what do you do with an asmachta? Isn't that exactly what an asmachta is? You're taking a din d'rabbanan and you're reading it into the pasuk. The Rebbe writes, if that's true, shouldn't that exactly be Baal Tosif? Taking what is a din d'rabbanan and demonstrating that this is at least alluded to in the pasuk. That's the Rebbe's kasha. Now, so what exactly is troubling the Rebbe? Now, an asmachta according to the Rambam should be Baal Tosif, obviously. According to the Rambam, asmachta is not considered to be Baal Tosif. Why is that true? Why is it that an asmachta is not Baal Tosif? One could argue in two opposite ways, one like the Ritva, one like the Rambam himself. What exactly is an asmachta? Before you start addressing and whether it is or is not a problem about Tosif, what is an asmachta? So if you look in the Ritva, Rosh Hashanah Dav Tezayin, the Ritva writes the following very, very important Kiddush, that asmachta is kavana sabore. This is the will of Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted there to be certain dinim daraisa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu desired that there should be specific dinim d'rabbana. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed both of them in the Torah HaKadosha. Obviously with a difference, one is a din daraisa, one the Chachamim would elaborate. But that is part of the Dvar Hashem. That's what an asmachta is. That's what the Ritva writes. If you look, for example, in the Maharan Mintz writes that a Safed Asmachta is L'chumra. It's like Sveika Daraisa L'chumra. The Prima Gada and Psicha Kalelis discusses this issue. Asmachta, what status does that have? The Dva is explicit that this is the Dvar Hashem. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't intend that there should be a Din Daraisa with all the Chumras that Din Daraisa entail. So therefore, it was alluded to Ayin Asmachta as opposed to a Din Daraisa, which is Mufurish Bekra. And the Ritva writes that the Rambam seems to disagree. The Rambam seems to refer to an asmachta as a mnemonic. And the Ritva writes that this is das minus. This is apikursus, no? That's what the Ritva writes. Take a look in Rosh Hashanah Tezayin. To say somehow that an asmachta is merely, right, a mnemonic, a memory device. How do you remember hundreds and hundreds of dinim d'rabbanan? Well, if you can somehow link it to a pasuk, so therefore, right, that will allow you to be able to more easily remember the halacha. What Rambam is the Ritva referring to? If you look in the Rambam, in the Hakdama to the Pirush Mishnayis, if you look in the Kapach, Pirush Mishnayis, the Hakdama, it's on Amud Yud, the Rambam writes the following, that what is an asmachta? The Rambam writes that Ella, Hismichum leposuk ze ke'ein simen. The Chachamim associated, right, this halacha with this pasuk as a simen. What is its purpose? Kedei sheyishmerum v'yazkirum. In order that you should be able to remember them. Ve'ein ze menin ha-pasuk, the Rambam continues. Very great Kiddush. The Rambam seems to indicate, Pashem Shaf, that's how the Ritva understood, that an asmachta is more of a simen. It's a simen v'davar. I would argue as follows, but even if you argue either way, like the Ritva or like the Rambam, you can answer the Rebbe's kasha very simply. But no, what is the Rebbe bothered by? An asmachta should be Baal Tosif. Miman of Shach, it's not Baal Tosif. According to the Ritva, of course it's not Baal Tosif. No. This is Kavana Sabore. But by doing so, Netilas Yadayim, where is the remez in Netilas Yadayim in the Pasuk? Because the Pasuk says, V'yadav lo shatav b'mayim. So the Ritva writes, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu formed the Pasuk that way. In order that Chazal should be Doresh Netilas Yadayim. Well, obviously that's not Baal Tosif. That was the Kavana Sabori, that is not Baal Tosif. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu intended. And if you assume that the Rakshim is the Rambam, that really Netilas Yadayim is a Takanet Rabbanah. It's linked to V'yadav lo shatav b'mayim is simply Ke'ein Simen. So a Simen is the Baal Tosif. That's a Baal Tosif. Right? You learned many different halachos and you created some type of device in order to allow you to assimilate that information. I'll tell you, you violated Baal Tosif? Of course not. What is the Ritva that writes Kavana Sabore? Good. The Rambam Shita Simin. What is the understanding of the Ravid that maintains that this should be a problem? Baal Tosif, Poshav Shab, the Ravid is assuming what the Maharil writes explicitly. If you look in the Kutei Maharil in Os Ayin, Maharil writes the following, that what is the purpose of an asmachta? Kedesh lo yavo hahamon lo hakel bidvorim. The Chumra gives it to the Dindar Rabbanan. You're going to hear it's a Dindar Rabbanan. You may not take it so seriously. So the Chachamim are going to quote a pasuk as though they're conveying to you that this is really a Dindar Aisa. I want you to be very careful about the Tzinat Yidayim. The pasuk says, V'yadav l'shata p'mayim. That's what the rabbi was assuming as well. If the purpose of an asmachta is to convey that this is a din daraisa when in actuality it's only a din darabanan, that lechora is what the rabbi writes, that if the Rambam is correct that this is Baal Tosif, then every asmachta should be a problem of Baal Tosif as well. But if you assume one extreme as the ritva or Boshub Shad, the Rambam, the shitase. So in such a case, one could easily be miyashiv the ha'ara of the Rav. Tosus raises the following kasha regarding mitzvos in dinim drabanan. The Tosus is found in Rosh Hashanah up to Zayin Mabez, to the Masko of the Tokim. The Tosus later in Rosh Hashanah Chav Chesam Mabez, to the Masko of Mina Timra. What right did the Chum have to add to mitzvos daraisa? Rosh Hashanah Tev Zayin, for example, is Tkiyus Demiyushav, Tkiyus Demiyumad. What do you mean? If Midaraisa, all that's necessary is to have minimal kolos, 9 kolos, what right do the Chum have to have an embellished kolos? And Tkiyus Demiyushav, Tkiyus Demiyumad, the Minagav, Mea kolos, why isn't that a violation of Baal Tosif? If all that's necessary at the Seder night is to eat a kazayis of matzah, so what right do the Chum have to expand upon that? To have motzi matzah and korech and afikomen, shouldn't that be a misra? Baal Tosif. If all that is needed to be fulfilling the mitzvah d'arais of Dalet Minim is ulakachta, mais lakicha, midach, v'inafik pei, the suyim sachim d'azayim, so what right do the Chum have to say, right, be notal Dalet Minim above and beyond that which the Torah requires? Why aren't all of these examples of Baal Tosif? That is Tosus's question. So Tosus writes the following, that asiyas mitzvah pa'amayim is not Baal Tosif. Repetition is not Baal Tosif. You can have Baal Tosif if you alter the chepta de mitzvah that we discussed. You can have Baal Tosif if something is done inappropriately, sitting in the sukkah when it is not sukkahs. Rashi maybe inimut suviyoseh, Baal Tosif dohorah. Repetition is not Baal Tosif. And in all those cases, that's exactly what Chacham said you should do. Eat an additional kazayis, an additional netila, more of the same kolos. Asiyas mitzvah pamayim is not Baal Tosif. Baal Tosif is one who adds the guf of the mitzvah, the cheft of the mitzvah. The Rashba Nafsuki in Rosh Hashanah Dav Tezayim gives a further answer. The Minchas Chinuch writes, Tufnan Dalit, Tufnan Hay, that the Rashba is giving an additional answer. He doesn't necessarily disagree with Tosus, but Tosus says it's very mistaber that repetition is not Baal Tosif. But the Rashba either alternatively or adds the following, that whatever is done al pi tzivui hachachamim is not Baal Tosif. If the Torah tells us, Mosasa, Ushmartim es mishmartim, the Torah tells us that there is a chiyuv haMitzvah lishmor l'divrei chachamim. So if the Torah empowers the chachamim, so therefore, that is not considered to be Baal Tosif. If the chachamim will go above and beyond their entitlement, that's Baal Tosif. So that's what the Rambam writes. They couch the din d'rabbanan as a din d'araisa. The Torah doesn't say you should do that. That's Baal Tosif. Or for example, Gzeira the Gzeira. Rashi writes at the very beginning of Maseches Beitzah. What does it mean that in Gozer and Gzeira the Gzeira? Rashi says it's usher to do so. Poshab Shat, the Pimganim writes again in the Psicha Kolelis. The fact that Chamim did not make a Gzeira the Gzeira doesn't mean that Chamim didn't feel it was necessary. Dachamar, we're not allowed to make a gzer l'gzera. Ushmartim es mishmarti means asu mishmeres to mishmarti. Make a gzera for my Torah, but below mishmeres to mishmeres. You have no right to make a gzera l'gzera. Prima Gadim writes, that's baltosif. The Torah empowers the Chachamim, but if you go above and beyond that entitlement, so therefore that's considered to be that which is baltosif. So anytime a Chum will make an inappropriate gzera, let's assume, for example, that it's such a remote chash that the gzera is not warranted. Or perhaps the gzera shenetzi b'yachal amadba, or a gzera l'gzera. Right? One could suggest that those are violations of baltosif. But when the Chachamim are acting properly, as they always do, right, in instituting dinim drabana, well, of course that's not baltosif. That's mitzvah lishmo, the Devei Chachamim. That's the chiddush that the Rashba writes. So therefore, if the Chachamim, for whatever reason, tell you to eat additional kazesim, or to have nanuim, and to have the hoshanos, and to have hakafos, and to eat many kazesim of matzah, and to blow tkiyos dimut, kemishinushav, of course that's not baltosif. All of that is al pitzivoy ha-chachamim, mitzvah lishmoa l'divrei chachamim. That's the Rashba. But then the Rashba goes a step further and adds, right, what seems to be a very difficult line. Mashlema adamer domer. There's nisra baltingra. What happens when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, for example? So we know that even though midaraisa, you're obligated to kiyas shofar, but we do not do so. That's the sugya in Yevamos and Avtenu Beis, that yesh kof b'yachachan lakar davar min haTorah. Sometimes the Chacham can tell you not to perform a mitzvah. The Rashba writes, what do you mean? Isn't that baltigra? Isn't that an issa daraisa baltigra mehechateisim? So the Rashba writes the following, just as that's not baltigra, Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. We're not tokei b'shofar. First Yom Sukkos falls out on Shabbos. We're not notel lulav. Are we violating baltigra? No, why not? Because the Chachamim said that this is what you should do. You're not allowed to be notel dal d'minyan. You're not allowed to be tokei b'shofar. So just as that is not baltigra, hu hadinami, mitzvot d'rabanan are not baltosim. That's the Rashba's argument. Just as it's not baltigra, Rosh Hashanah b'Shabbos. Why? Because kach tziva chachamim. So that's the answer to the kasha of kazeisim, of dalad minim, and so on. That's what the Rashba writes. So the Turi Yevin points out there in the Sugin Rosh Hashanah. That's very difficult, no? That extra piece in the Rashba, Baltigra, isn't that very, very difficult? What's the raya from Baltigra? One kasha Turi Yevin asks as follows. Wait a second. Let's forget about Baltigra for the time being. Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos. The Chachamim say, do not be tokei b'shofar. What right do they have to do that? What's the answer? Yesh koch b'yad Chachamim. Lakor davar min haTorah. The Chachamim have a right to bakiras davar min haTorah. No? On what basis? It's interesting. The Gemara never explains. The Gemara doesn't say explicitly. The Rambam, there on Perek Beis, Hilchos Mamrim, gives you a svara and a posuk. The svara is kishem sheharofei choteich evrecha. Sometimes, Rachmana Litzlan, a doctor has to make a difficult decision, amputate a limb to save the body. Sometimes Chacham have to do the same thing. The Migdal Milsa. We're afraid that you'll be tokei b'shofar, you'll buy the Nisra Chotzot. It's more important to safeguard Shabbos, even at the expense of the mitzvah of Dalet Minim or the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar. Yesh koch b'yad Chachamim lakor davar min haTorah. B'shem al taseh, b'shem al taseh. So one kasha Turi Yevin writes is the following. Oh, wait a second. So maybe this is baltigra. Maybe I would argue, if the Chachamim tell you don't do a mitzvah, it really is baltigra. It's an issur d'oraisa baltigra. But you know what? Yesh koach b'yachacham lakar d'avon haTorah b'shem al taseh. No? What is the Rashba arguing? Just as that's not baltigra, So too, that is not Baal Tosif. Maybe it is Baal Tigra. And normally, of course, you wouldn't allow such a thing. But Yesh Koach Liyarafam Lakar Dharma Natara Libid Nemelsa. There's also a mitzvah to Lo Shofar. The Chacham are saying, don't do that. And they have a right to say that as long as it's Sheva Al Taseh. So maybe here I would say to the Rashba, no, this is an Isra of Baal Tigra. But B'Sheva Al Taseh, the Chacham have a right, for whatever reason, either the Svar of the Rambam, K'shem Sharofe Chote Cherechot, or the Pasuk of the Rambam. B'Shamra B'nei Yisrael Shabbos, Chalel Shabbos Achas, Teishishma Shabbos Osarbe. What does that mean? Some of the Chacham have to make a difficult decision. Sometimes it is better to sacrifice a mitzvah here and now because what is gained far outweighs what is lost. So maybe I'll argue this is Baal Tigra, but it's a justified Baal Tigra. That's not what the Rashba writes. Rashba says this is obviously not Baal Tigra, and therefore it is not considered to be a case of Baal Tosif as well. How do you answer that, Kasha? One possibility, this is a very great chiddush, very great chiddush. This is what Rabbi Chanan writes in the Kovetz Aras, in the Sugya Yevamos, in Daf Tzani. That's the Sugya, Bakiras Dorf Min HaTorah. Sometimes the Gemara uses the terms of Kum Vesein Sheva Al Taseh. Usually we think that means active and passive. Stama, no, that's what the Gemara says. You can sit back and do nothing, but you can't be Kum Vesein violate an Isser. The Gemara has the same concept in Brachos Daf Yitesim Abeis when it comes to Kavod HaBrios. Kavod HaBrios can be Dochi Suri Daraisa at times as long as it is B'Shev Al Taseh, but not if it is B'Kum Vaseh. So if I'm wearing a Beged Shel Shatnez, I have to take it off. Even if that's all I'm wearing, even if it's in the public market, you have to take it off. Kavod HaBrios is not Docha. Right, levishas kilayim, kum vesei. Kvod HaBrios sometimes will be a justification not to perform a mitzvah. The Gemara says, difference in sheva al taseh and kum vesei. Kvod HaBrios, akiras tefa min haTorah. I'll ask you the following question. Is that literally sheva al taseh and kum vesei? Or maybe one could argue it's not really sheva al taseh, not really kum vesei. What's the criteria? Essay versus lo sensei. Essay versus lo sensei. Kum vesei means lo sasei. No, it means you're violating an isser. Shev al taseh means you're failing to fulfill a mitzvah. Maybe one could argue that the koveya is not really kum vesei versus shev al taseh. Maybe one could argue the koveya is the following. Are you failing to fulfill a mitzvah or are you violating an isser? If you will adopt the second approach, that's a very great chiddush. Lav dafka kum vesein sheva al taseh. Why did the Chacham use the terminology? Because in almost all cases, there's a correspondence, no? How do you fail to fill a mitzvah to say? Do nothing. How do you violate the lav? Actively. Good. But here Rabbi Chanan writes, a charifus, no? If this would be Baal Tigra, wait a second, we would not say Yishkof Yadcham Nakadav Min HaTorah. Because it's true, you're sitting back and doing nothing. But this is a Yisr Lav of Baal Tigra. That's comparable to Kum Vesei. In other words, the Chachamim do not have the right to tell you to violate a law. They can tell you, don't fulfill an essay. If I express it that way, the Chacham can tell you, don't be tokei v'shofar, don't be no telulav, but they cannot tell you to violate Baal Tigra. Maybe that's the thinking of the Rashba. So the Rashba writes, you see from Baal Tigra that when the Chachamim instruct you not to perform a mitzvah that is not called Baal Tigra at all. Because if it would be Baal Tigra, we could not argue Yeshkof Yercham Lakadav in HaTorah. Because Chacham don't have a right of Akiras Dorf Min HaTorah when it comes to a lo sasei. See, what's unique about Baal Tigra? It's a lo sasei b'shev al taseh. No. You violate the law, the Rashba writes, by doing nothing. So that's what Rabbi Chanan writes. You see, according to the Rashba, an interesting chiddush, that the Kovei is not Shema Tasev versus Kumbe Sei, it's Esei versus Lo Tasei. And that's the Rashba's reasoning then. You can't argue that it is because of Yeshkof Yachachamim. It must be that this is not an Isser at all. Why is it an Isser at all? Because the Torah empowers the Chachamim. So if they say, don't do this, that's not called Baltigra. So who has an army? If they say, do this, additional kolos, additional tkios, additional kazesim, additional netilos, that is not considered to be Baltosif. Good? But then the Turiyevin is bothered by a further problem. No? Is that true? Every case of Baltigra in the Gemara is when a person performs a mitzvah in an inferior fashion. Asiya sa mitzvah bigira'o. I bring a karban instead of doing 4 zrikos, 1 or 2 zrikos. If a person fails to fulfill a mitzvah, is that baltigra? That's baltigra. Unbelievable, no? How can that be baltigra? A person fails to be noto dalet minim. It's not just that you didn't fulfill the mitzvah sasei v'lakachta v'chem, you violated an issa daraisa of Baal Tigra. But every essay is allowed. How can that be? What in the world is the Rashba talking about? When the Chachamim say, do not be tokeh b'shofar, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, that's Baal Tigra. That's not Baal Tigra at all. I'm going to sit back and do nothing. Failing to fulfill the mitzvah of shofar is an isser of baltigra. That can't be, no. Every essay is allowed. How can that be? We know that there's so many differences between essay versus los essay. How can you argue that failure to fulfill every mitzvah essay is a violation of baltigra? Well, so I would tell you the following. What's the raya of the Rashba? When the Chachamim tell you not to be tokeh b'shofar, that's an isser of baltigra. If not for the fact that there's a mitzvah shmoneh b'chachamim, I'll tell you it's not baltigra, because that's not what baltigra is. Baltigra is performance of a mitzvah inappropriately, not sitting back and doing nothing. How do you understand, right, that possibility of the Rashba? That's the tzarechiyun of the Turiyevin. So if you look in the back of the Turiyevin, you'll find the Hagos of Baruch Frankel, the Imre Baruch. Then Rebbe Baruch writes the following Kiddush that no, the Rashba is assuming as the Rambam Shita. The Rambam Shita. When the Rashba writes that this should be an Isra Baltosif, the Rashba does not mean an Isra Baltosif on you and me. We're not going to be Tokeh B'Shofar, we're not going to be Notel Dalet Minim, so that's our Baltosif. Of course not. A yachid never violates Baal Tosif failing to perform a mitzvah. He didn't fulfill the mitzvah. That's not Baal Tosif, not Baal Tigra. You know what the Baal Tigra that the Rashba is troubled by is? The Rambam's Baal Tigra. Baal Tosif and Baal Tigra dehora. That's the Chiddush. In terms of Maisa Mitzvah as a yachid, of course it's not Baal Tigra. If for whatever reason a person inappropriately doesn't take a lulav and esrog on sukkahs, he doesn't violate Baal Tigra. He violates, right, simply the fact that he didn't fulfill a mitzvah. But if Beis Din will declare you're not allowed to do so, that's my p'sak halacha. You're not allowed to fulfill the mitzvah. That's Baal Tigra. That's the Chiddush that the Rebbe Baruch writes. The Rashba is the Rambam Shita. And again, that answers the first ha'ara of the Kovetz Shirum as well, the Kovetz Aras Nivamos. This is not the normal case of Akira Severmen HaTorah. This is not the normal case of Baltosif and Baltigra. If the Chachamim will make up a mitzvah, that's Baltosif. If the Chachamim will tell you cannot do so, that should be Baltigra. That's what the Rashba asks. Elamai, just as it is not Baltigra, why? Because the Chachamim are empowered, Uhadinami is not Baltosif. If the Chacham legitimately tell you to embellish a mitzvah. That's the Chiddush of Rebbe Baruch. This Rashba can only be understood based on the Rambam Shita. a further hard. We know that there is a machlokis. Rabba Rabba Zera, machlokis Rishon Lahalacha, whether mitzvos trichos kavana, whether mitzvos ain't trichos kavana. The normal cases the Gemara has, it is, you know, Rosh Hashanah Chavches, Tkiya Shofar, Achilas Matzah. The Gemara in the very end of Pesachim, a person doesn't have anything to use for karpas, and he consumes the maror at that time. Did he fulfill the mitzvah? Did he not? It's a srichos kavana. It's a saint srichos kavana. But the Gemara writes in Erev and Daf Tzadi Vav, this is very relevant for Baal Tosif as well. In what sense? Because the Gemara assumes the following great chiddush: you only violate Baal Tosif if what you're doing could pass for a mitzvah. If what you're doing would not qualify as a mitzvah, then it's not considered to be Baal Tosif at all. Interesting chiddush. So the Gemara gives the following application. Let's assume that there's a Dleika Shanafla Vabayis. Let's assume there's a fire in the house. It's Shabbos. I want to remove the tefillin from the house. I can't carry it. I can wear the tefillin. I'll wear the tefillin. Derech Malbush, out of the house. Can I wear more than one pair of tefillin? Can I wear two pairs of tefillin simultaneously? So the Gemara Erev Daf Tzadi Vav says the following chiddush: if you assume that mitzvos tzrichos kavana, then you can don two pairs of tefillin and you can go out with it, because after all, you're not having in mind to fulfill the mitzvah tefillin, and therefore what you are doing is not an act of hanachas tefillin, and therefore that's not Baal Tosif. Because since your levisha did not qualify as hanachas tefillin, that's not called Baal Tosif at all. But the Gemara says a very great chiddush: if you assume mitzvos ein srichos kavana, which would mean that if you were to wear the tefillin in such a fashion, you would be fulfilling the mitzvah of tefillin, so wearing two pairs of tefillin would be Baal Tosif. And therefore, you would only be allowed to get the tefillin out of the house one pair at a time. Interesting chiddush. The Gemara says what you hold regarding mitzvos trichos kavana is also relevant for Baal Tosif. Because Baal Tosif means that there's an attempt to do this act as a mitzvah. So if you hold mitzvos trichos kavana, kavana is needed. If mitzvos ain't trichos kavana, kavana is not needed. That's what the Gemara writes. So therefore the Gemara says, fascinating, one of the nafkaminas of mitzvah srichos kavana not, is whether you're only allowed to get the tefillin out one pair at a time, or you can have two pairs of tefillin being worn simultaneously. Another kasha of the Toriyev. The Toriyev then raises again, Shagasari in Perek Gimel Rosh Hashanah, that's Sugi Dav Chav Ches, the following, wait a second. When do you assume mitzvos ain't srichos kavana? We normally assume the following. This is what Tosus writes in Pesachim Adav Zayin, and Tosus writes in Sukkah Daf Lamed Tes. What does mitzvah Saint Srichos Kavana mean? Blank. Neutral. No? I perform an act without the appropriate Kavana Saleh. I don't overtly realize or have in mind that Al Yedei Zeh I'm fulfilling the Tzivui Hashem. But let's assume Tosus always writes. A person has explicit kavana l'davar acher. I specifically have in mind, I am not going to be yotzei. Would you still argue mitzvos ein srichos kavana? So Tosus writes, no. Mitzvos ein srichos kavana means blank. Blank. Maybe one could argue the concept of Grezen's Machin Abbey, Stavon Lishma, good, blank. But what are you doing? No, why are you engaged in this practice at this time? Isn't it obvious you're doing Shalashim Mitzvah?
But if a person expressly has in mind, I do not want to be otzei, I just started davening, and it's before Baruch Shamar, and I come across the pasuk of Shema Yisrael. I don't want to be yotzi with that. The Ramban writes the mitzvah deraisa of Kriya Shema as pasuk Rishon. I don't want to be yotzi with that. I want to be yotzi with Kriya Shema, Aseret HaBrachos, when I get there in 20 minutes. So you mean to say it doesn't matter? Even if you mamish have in mind you're not yotzi. So Rov Rishonim assume that if you have kavana hafucha, kavana l'davar acher, of course you're not yotzei. So the Turi Evans kash is the following. But if that's true, so what do you do with that sigir? The Gemara should say the following. I want to do what's most efficient. I want to get as many pairs of tefillin out of the house as possible. The fire is raging. See, if you hold mitzvot trichos kavana, so just wear both pairs without kavana. But the Gemara should say the following. And if you hold mitzvot ain't trichos kavana, it's not enough to be blank. What should you do? Have in mind beferish that you're not wearing it l'shem mitzvah. You're wearing it l'shem tachshit ba'alma. Have kavana v'davar acher. Why doesn't the Gemara suggest that? Why does the Gemara say the only Eitzah, if you hold Mitzvah Saint Tzrichos Kavana, is one pair at a time, have expressed Kavana, not to be Yotzei. Finished. So the Tori Evan writes, this Lachor is a Raya to the Shitus HaRitzvah and Tzachim Adav Zayin. This is a very great Kiddush. Where the Ritzvah writes, if you hold Mitzvah Saint Tzrichos Kavana, even if you have Kavana V'davar Acher, you're still Yotzei. Ritzvah does write that. We don't only think that that's true. We don't listen to Tosus. No, that's the Sarachiyu, right, of the Turi Evan. So Rabbi Chanan suggests the following Kiddush. This is found in the Kovet Shiurim in Chelek Beis, Simen Lamed Gimel. Rabbi Chanan writes, can you equate these two cases? Missing Kavana, Leman Damra Mitzvah Strichas Kavana, and Kavana Hafucha Leman Damra Mitzvah Ein Strichas Kavana. Right, the assumption is that they're both the same. Lack of Kavana according to the one who requires Kavana, or explicit Kavana not to be Yotzei. If you assume it's the same, Strichas Kavana should be the same. Is that really true? So Rabbi Chanan writes the following beautiful Kiddush, that you cannot equate these two cases at all. If you hold mitzvahs, Srichos Kavana, Rabbi Chanan writes the following Kiddush, that means that without Kavana, this is not called a Maisa HaMitzvah. You can never fulfill the Mitzvah Hashem without Kavana. Mitzvah Srichos Kavana Likuvah. If you don't have the proper Machshava Saleh, that's it. It's called a Chatzi Maisa. It's not called a Maisa HaMitzvah at all. Therefore, if you hold Mitzvah Strichos Kavana and you lack Kavana, that is not considered to be a Maisa HaMitzvah, and therefore there's no possibility about Tosif. What if you hold Mitzvah Ein Strichos Kavana, but you happen to have Kavana L'davar Acher? Should we argue the same thing is true? That is not called a Maisa Mitzvah. That's the Chiddush of Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan suggests that if you hold mitzvahs ein Srichos Kavana, you cannot argue that Kavana is so inherent, so intrinsic, that without it, the act is not a Maisa Mitzvah. Baharaya, you're Yotzei with the Maisa HaMitzvah even without Kavana. Why is it that Tosus assumes if you have kavan l'davar acher you're not yotzei? That's halacha l'kiyum hamitzvah. You can't fulfill a mitzvah against your will. If your mamish have kavanah not to be yotzei, I do not intend to fulfill the mitzvah yidei zeh. It's not a kiyum hamitzvah. But Rav Chanan's chiddush is the following. But nonetheless, maisa hamitzvah is. Because if, generally speaking, mitzvahs ain't srichos kavana, so you can't argue that lack of kavana means it's a misasek baum, it's nothing. What do you mean it's nothing? This would qualify as a mitzvah daraisa. That's the chiddush of Achanan Reis. You cannot equate choser kavana l'man damra mitzvahs srichos kavana l'kavana hafucha l'man damra mitzvahs ain't srichos kavana. You're right, in both cases you're not yotzei. But in case A, it's not called a maisa mitzvah at all. In case B, there's no ki mitzvah hagavra, but a maisa mitzvah is. That's the answer to this kasha b'chalan reis. No? To violate Baal Tosef, you don't need a ki mitzvah. Of course not. You need maisa mitzvah. Maisa mitzvah. If you hold mitzvah srichos kavan, without kavan, it's not even maisa mitzvah. There's no prabal tosif, two pairs of filling. If, however, you hold mitzvah ain't srichos kavana, that is a sufficient maisa hamitzvah, not in terms of ki mitzvah sagavra, not in terms of your schar. You have kavana not to be yotzei. But that it's labeled as an act of a mitzvah, lamay nafka mina, maisa mitzvah bli ki mitzvah. That's the chiddush of baal tosif. That's the interesting chiddush. Rabbi Chanan, the next dose knows Gimel, raises a very interesting kasha. A person sits in a sukkah an additional day, that's Sugi Rosh Hashanah Chavches, that's an Isra Baal Tosif. No? Let's assume he sits in a sukkah that is Mamish Psula. It's not even a sukkah. Would that be Baal Tosif? Well, of course not. No? He didn't even do a Maisa Mitzvah. Rabbi Chanan raises the following Chiddush. Let's assume a person sits in a sukkah gzula, right? B'yom Shmini. Mitzvah babi avera. You're not mekayim the mitzvah. Mitzvah babi avera eno mitzvah. So that's Rabbi Chanan raises. Does that mean it's not even a maisa mitzvah as far as Baal Tosef is concerned? You're right. You're not going to be yotzi that way. Because you can't be yotzi with a stolen sukkah. But should we argue a sukkah gzula is a sukkah psula? And in such a case, that wouldn't even be an Isra Baal Tosif. Right? The more posel would be, the better. No? Because if it's not a sukkah, it's not Baal Tosif. You have to have a maisa mitzvah. So a person who will sit in the sukkah gzula biyom shmini, is that Baal Tosif or is that not? If the sukkah gzula is nothing, that's not Baal Tosif. If you'll argue, you're not going to fulfill any mitzvah in such a sukkah, even during sukkahs. But it's called a maisi yeshiva. Lamay nafkamina. Baal Tosif, no? And that's where Rabbi Chanan discusses, you know, the Minchasinach, and so on, Shinchafei. Why need a pasuk for sukkah gzula? What's wrong with mitzvah babi avera? Right, and so on. What is wrong with the sukkah gzula? That's a fascinating chiddush. Right, that's Rabbi Chanan's comment that you cannot equate these two halachas. This is very interesting. For a further har of the Minchas Minach, har of Minchas Minach has in the very end, right, Baal Tosif. Tafnun Dalad, Tafnun Hay, Tafnun Dalad is Baal Tosif, Tafnun Hay is Baal Tigra. Minchas Minach deals with a certain paradox. He writes such a great Chiddush, but you wonder how can this be. But the following paradox, but maybe this lumdus will resolve that issue as well. He makes the following ha'ara, that when you look through the Rambam does not write that if you violate Baal Tosif, you get Malkus. Rambam doesn't write that. Mechora, that should obviously be the case. This is allah, domin of the chasima, and therefore you should get malchus. So the Minchas Minach writes, it's an incredible kiddush, and that's the following: like, can't be. You can't have Malkus for Baal Tosif. You know why? Because Malkus is only b'mezid. What exactly does that mean?
a person who does so to violate the Isra Baltosif B'mezid. The Mincha Sinah Chayis, the following Kiddush, we just got through saying that Gemara Erevin, no? Only that which would qualify for a mitzvah can potentially be baldosif. If you hold mitzvah strichos kavana, kavana is needed. No? Without kavana, it's not baldosif. That's Erevin, no? So therefore, the Mincha Sinah writes, maybe you can only violate the Isra Baltosif Peshogi. That would be unbelievably unique, no? Tell me an Isra Daraisa that you can only violate Peshogi, not violate B'mezid. Sounds crazy, no? You can never violate Baltosif B'mezid. Because if you hold Mitzvah Srichos Kavana, only that which would qualify for the Mitzvah is considered to be potentially baltosif. If I'm violating baltosif b'mezid, what exactly does that mean? I am performing this act in order to rebel against the Rosh Hashem. So therefore the Mincha Sinah writes, that will not qualify as a mitzvah at all, and therefore you never violate baltosif. It can only be b'shogeg, not b'mezid. And you're right, and that's why the Rambam doesn't quote any chiyuv malchus when it comes to baltosif. It's unbelievable, no? Lo yitzir malchus, and therefore al kain lo chashu bichlal halokim. Because if you hold mitzvah strichos kavana, so in such a case the kavanas avera of baltosif is so sir the kavanas hamitzvah, and if you hold mitzvah strichos kavana without kavanas hamitzvah, you're not going to be yotzei, and therefore there isn't potentially baltosif. Sounds too unbelievable, no? That there could be an iser that you only violate b'shogeg. Not amazing. A person thinks it's a midas chasidus to sit in the sukkah an additional day. So he sits in the sukkah with proper kavanah to be yotzei. He makes the mistake and thinks this is a great thing to do. And then he's told, you know, what you did was wrong. The Torah says baltosif. You're not allowed to do that. He says, I'm sorry, I didn't know that. That's baltosif b'shogeg. The kavanah was l'shem shamayim. The kavanah was l'shem mitzvah. But if the kavanah is la'avera, so it's not exactly as the Gornei Revin. And therefore you cannot be yotzei. How can that be? How can that be? Again, the Chor, the Teretz, the Mincha Sinah's Ha'ara, must be based on what we just got through saying. Right, and that is that even the issue of Kavana, it doesn't mean, Hinei Mucham and Zuma, I am fulfilling the Ratzon Habore. If that's true, the Kavana needed would be Ratzon Habore, then you have that paradox. If I am doing so b'mezid, clearly that is not the Ratzon Hashem, so how can you argue that that qualifies as a mitzvah? No, the issue is the following. Maisa ha-mitzvah. Does the person intend that this should be a qualified act of mitzvah? Baltosif means the person performs a mitzvah inappropriately. If the person's mindset is, I am performing a mitzvah inappropriately, that is the serve b'mezid of baltosif. If a person wears the tefillin not l'shem mitzvah, a person wears it l'shem tiltul ba'alma, just to get the tefillin from here to there, you're right, that doesn't qualify as a ma'isa mitzvah. And that's why the Gemara says, if you're mitzvah srichas kavan, in such a case, that's not baltosif. But as long as the kavanah sagavri is that the person is doing a ma'isa mitzvah, the Torah says, I can't add to the mitzvah, I am going to perform the mitzvah of sukkah even achar zmano, that is baltosif. Maisa ha-mitzvah. Of course it's not the kiyum ha-mitzvah. But the kavana doesn't have to be understood in terms of the lofty kavana of fulfilling Ratzon Hashem. It's based on what Rabbi Chanan writes. Is this a maisa ha-mitzvah or is it not? There isn't necessarily a stira between maisa ha-mitzvah and a person who b'meis it is violating this rav baltosif. L'chora, that's the answer to that ha-rav min chasmina. That paradigm. We began mentioning the two different types of baltosif. Baltosif when it comes to yachid, baltosif when it comes to rabbi, the two different parshiyos. Perhaps there's another suggestion in understanding why it is necessary to have two different parshas regarding Baal Tosef. This is mentioned in the Sefer Leket Sichos Musar, Parshas Re'eh, by the Slabodka Rosh Hashiva, writes the following Chiddush. Parshas V'yeschanan deals with mitzvos. Mitzvos. Lo sosifla lo sigrimenu in mitzvos Hashem. The theme of Parshas Re'eh is not mitzvos Hashem. Here the Torah tells us the following. Right? You're going to go into Eretz Yisrael. You're going to witness the practice of all of the Avodah Zarah, these pagan idolaters. And you're going to think, V'esa kem ganani. You know what? Let me take these values, these ideals, these hashkafos, right, and incorporate them into the Torah Hashem. V'esa kem ganani. That's what the Pasuk says, Lo sosef lo lo sigrim. Here, Baal Tosef, in terms of Musar HaTorah, in terms of Hashkafas HaTorah, Ratzon Hashem, in the broadest sense, not simply in terms of details within mitzvahs. That's not what Parshas Re'eh is talking about. We're not talking about Tosif of an extra mini near lulav. We're talking about one who will be influenced by the Avodah Zarah when you enter Eretz Yisrael. What is that influence? You're going to add another chut to the tzitzis? No. It means you're going to adopt, right, a different form of culture. That's an important chiddush. That there's Baal Tosef when it comes to mitzvah satara, but there's also Baal Tosef in this realm when it comes to hashkafa satara, when it comes to musar hatara, avodas Hashem and ratzon Hashem in the broadest fashion as well. That even when it comes to areas of midos, there also Misorah is necessary. Sometimes we think Misorah is needed in the halacha. Right? And what about when it comes to certain hanhaga or certain hashkafa? Then there is no need for Misorah. Rav Asher Weiss would often comment that the beginning of Maseches Avos, lechora, should be the beginning of Shas. No, you sit down to learn Memesai Korin. Shouldn't you first preface by Moshe Kibo Torah Misinai? Mitzrayim Yeshua. It's somewhat unusual that Chazal paint the Shalshalas HaMitzorah Maseches Avos. Now, and his answer was to exactly underscore that point. That even Maseches Avos that deals with the Hashkafas HaTorah, the Midos, that also requires, right, the Shalshalas HaMitzorah. Clearly, right, what Tefillin looks like requires Mitzorah. No, but even these other areas of Anhag as well has to be prefaced by Torah Tzivon HaMoshe. The Gemara we learned in Sanhedrin a couple of years ago quotes the following incidents. No, that there was a conflict, the Gemara says, throughout different periods in history of how various Tanaim would balance two different midas. No, one midah is the midas ha'emes, the other midah is kadesh l'levayish, not to embarrass someone else. No. Should I get up and say the emes is that it was not me? Or is it better for me not to say that at all? Because by making that assertion, so therefore I'm pointing a finger at someone else. How do you balance these nekiim, kadesh l'yavayish? So the Gemara tells a story, right, regarding Rabbi Chiya. And the Gemara asks, Eminayin the Rabbi Chiya? The Gemara says Rabbi Chiya learned from Rabbi Meir. And how did Rabbi Meir know? The Gemara says he learned from Shmuel HaKatan. And how did Shmuel HaKatan know? From the Gemara says Shechenya ben Yechiel, and Haradino from Yoshua, Haradino from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's very unusual. Right? We're used to that lahalacha, no? Sometimes you can have a chain of Mesorah in a memra, no? Here the Gemara is discussing a hashkafa. What are the parameters of Kadesh lo Yevayish Eschaver? No? So the Gemara says that Rabbi Chiya had to learn from his Rebbe, from Rabbi Meir, who learned from Shmuel HaKatan, who learned from Shechenya ben Yechiel, who learned from Yoshua, who learned from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once we see it in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we could also say we learned from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But no, the need for a Shalshalas HaMesorah, even when it comes to these areas of Midos as well. Perhaps that's what the Torah is underscoring in this element of Baal Tosef and Baal Tigra. Baal Tosef and Baal Tigra, the Sugyas HaShans, because when it comes to mitzvahs, that's clearly V'eschanan. Parshas Re'eh is talking about, right, one's worldview.
Here the Pasuk says, Lososef Lasigimena, that even the Hashkafas Hashem clearly requires that sense of Mesorah before one adopts a certain Hashkafa. One has to make sure that this is something, obviously, which is ordained by the Torah Hashem, because otherwise there will be an Issa Daraisa of Baltosif and Baltigra, just as there is when it comes to Maisa Mitzvah and Kima Mitzvah. Okay, Ritz Hashem will continue on Sunday with that.